Hello and welcome back for another episode of Trinity Tidbits by Trinity Digital Ministry. This is Kimberly. Be right back. Welcome back, and today I'm going to be talking about the enemy. So Proverbs 24, 17, and 18 say this. Don't be happy when your enemy is defeated. Don't be glad when he is overwhelmed. The Lord will notice and be displeased. He may not be angry with them anymore. So, contrary to popular demand in the world, children of Yahweh are not to be mean and hateful to our enemies. Here's what Jesus said in Matthew 5:43-44. You have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemies. But I say to you, love your enemies, pray for those who hurt you. If you've spent any time in the book of Proverbs, you know that Yahweh throws the hammer down. He truly wants unity and harmony in his creation, us humans. If we're hating up on everyone and his enemy, there isn't going to be unity and harmony. There will be chaos and contention among the villagers. My challenge to you today is to stop hating and start loving. Oh, you say you don't hate anyone or anything? Really? Ruminate on that for a bit and then come back and comment that you have zero hate in your heart. Even I have some hate buried in my heart. Even if you say you don't, I don't believe it. I call you to the carpet on it. I see all those posts on social media. There are the passive-aggressive haters, which is usually the ones who murmur under their breath but never really take any action. It's all about their hearts and minds. It's all in their hearts and minds. Then there are all the all-out aggressive haters. They're the protesters and warmongers. Then there are the temper tantrum throwers. Some of them are protesters. Some of them go at it, a bit differently, so they have all the attention. Yahweh is not happy with this behavior. It is infantile. We're all acting like big babies. We need to grow up spiritually and mentally. We need to surrender to Yahweh and not let him, and let him be our pilot. Tongue-tied this morning. He is still on the throne of grace. We need to fall on our knees and repent, seeking forgiveness, and go back on the right track with Him and get back on the right track with Him. If you were on the track, yes, go back. If you haven't been on the track, then get on it. The straight and narrow path, there's only one way to God, as His Word says. So who's with me? Comment and let me know you're standing up with Yahweh and not man. And I will not tolerate any hate. If there's any hate responses, they will be deleted. So let's have it. What's your thoughts on the enemy and the hate? And what we need to be doing. We need to stop hating and as I said earlier, and start loving. Be right back. Another piece of scripture is 1 Corinthians 13:7. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. So taking into consideration that scripture, endures all things. That's what love does. So instead of being all hate and allowing the enemy to control us, we need to turn to God and allow, and at least this is how I do it. I turn to God because He's still on the throne and He is in control. Whether we want to believe it or not, or others that are unbelievers of His word and His salvation and the resurrection that He went through on the crucifixion of Calvary and then the resurrection. That's the ultimate love. Christ died for us. He defeated the enemy. So we don't need to be fighting the enemy anymore. So what do you think about that? I would like for you to think on that. If you need prayer requests, there's an option to leave a comment requesting prayer. Like and share the posts and let others hear and learn how to allow God to be number one in their life instead of taking the back seat. Or not even in the same vehicle. Because for myself, God is my pilot. I'm not the pilot. God is. I'm His co-pilot in the passenger seat. And that's the best way to be. Because if we allow ourselves to be the pilot, we're saying that God can't do it and doesn't know how, that we're smarter than Him, which is completely unfounded. Because when we go at it ourselves, we end up tripping up, having a hard time, and then we put blame out instead of taking responsibility. So that's it for today's podcast. Like I said before, like it, share it, let others know about it, leave comments, let's interact about this. What can we do to help each other be in community and fellowship? I look forward to hearing from you. Have a great and blessed day.